Good evening. For WVIK News, I'm Herb Trix. October was warmer and wetter than normal in the Quad Cities and eastern Iowa. Figures from the National Weather Service show average temperatures range from 2 to 4 degrees above normal. In the Quad Cities, for example, the normal temperature for the month is 53 degrees, while the average this year was 57.3. Precipitation in October ranged from 1 to 3.5 inches above normal for the month. The official total for the Quad Cities was 6.1 inches, nearly double the 3 inches we receive in a normal October here. East Moline is reminding its residents about the dangers of lead in drinking water. That follows test results showing more than 10% of the homes checked this year had elevated levels in their water. Brianna Huber, a chemist at the city's water filtration plant, says tests show East Moline water does not contain lead, so the most likely culprit is at individual homes.
You know, we have a lot of older homes in East Moline, and we know we probably have a lot of lead service lines, and so we just want residents to be aware if you have a lead service line or if you have older plumbing fixtures, there's the potential that they contain lead, and that lead can get into your water.
Lead service lines are common in homes built before 1986, so her suggestion for these homeowners is to have their water tested by a laboratory or hire a plumber to check the service line. Huber says there are also other ways to reduce your possible lead exposure.
Anytime they're going to use water for cooking or drinking, to run the water tap for at least 3 minutes. And what that does is that flushes that contaminated water out of those pipes and it brings in fresh water.
Home water filters can also help, she says, but boiling water will not. Boiling will have no effect on the lead content of water. A new initiative to combat childhood obesity in Iowa will get underway this month, as nearly one-third of Iowa 10 to 17-year-olds remain overweight or obese. Communities in four Iowa counties will receive grants to promote healthy eating, physical activity, limited screen time, and fewer sugary drinks. Iowa Public Health Director Gerd Claybaugh says adult obesity rates in Iowa have remained mostly constant in the past several years.
I think bending the curve is hard. So that may be the beginning of the bending of the curve, perhaps, but I think it'll be efforts like these. The opportunity here really is to get with kids and begin working with children.
Claybaugh says this is the first statewide effort to provide consistent messaging and programming regarding childhood obesity. Communities in Mills, Dubuque, Henry, and Fayette counties will receive $18,000 grants to promote the program. Democratic Illinois gubernatorial candidate Robert Marshall says his absence from candidate forums is no accident. The resident of Burr Ridge claims he was deliberately excluded from a forum sponsored by the Chicago Teachers Union, as well as a second event sponsored by the Daily Herald. Well, Northern Illinois University recently held a forum with the other candidates. And organizer Deborah Booth says they simply weren't able to establish contact.
I tried to reach Dr. Marshall. He had recently announced his candidacy. While we were in the planning stages, I could not find an email. I could not find a web address or a website. And we were just unable to track him down to issue an invitation. We certainly would have done.
Marshall says he suspects the candidates don't approve of his political stances, including opposition to a progressive state income tax. Sponsors of several previous debates did not return calls for comment. For WVIK, Quad Cities NPR, I'm Herb Trix.